W8BD from W8RCY. Good morning. Have we dried out?
Yeah, we're good. This was one. It's awful quiet here. Usually I listen to you guys or do something, and it's like eerily quiet. So I was wondering if my radio was even working, but apparently it is. Morning, Dan.
Yes, good morning. There are days where really nobody's out here, or somebody goes in early. Anthony or Dakota go in early, and, you know, Sean sometimes sneaks in a little bit early. I think he did that yesterday. I turn my radio on about 6:15, and I'm usually up at 5, but I didn't wake up till almost 6, because I slept in from all the last night's commotions and stuff. But, one of those quiet mornings.
Yeah, well, everything was quiet. I figured, oh my gosh, I should go out and look and see if my antenna's still standing up there. But then I figured, no, there's an easier way. I'll just throw my call. But no, all of them are quiet. So it's just one of those days, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. I heard about a tornado touching down in Fraser. In the area of Fraser Ice Arena, which is, if I think, Utica and 15, and but I've not seen anything on the news about it. You know, I looked on the news this morning; they didn't even have any news crews out there to, you know, show the damage and stuff. You know, a little bit of film to like back it up, but the reports from the National Weather Service said, yeah, one touched down, and yet I've not seen any, you know, video evidence of it, I guess. If it has been on, I missed it, but I was only away from the TV or actually my computer for a few minutes. Well, I just threw some cold water in my face.
Yeah, I guess according to our little ARPSC thing, Weather Service is supposed to go check it out. I saw the videos. It looked like a tornado. I mean, it wasn't a very, very strong tornado, that was for sure. I mean, people were driving just normally, everything else. It wasn't like one of those great, big, huge, massive type things. So, you know, it was a tornado, but I don't think it was of anything of big, significant strength. But nonetheless, they're going to go check it out, you know, because they need to document that kind of stuff for weather patterns and things of that nature.
Yeah, I was monitoring and listening and stuff like that to you guys last night, or late in the afternoon or evening as it was all happening. And so, watching some of the DTE power outages, because my sister's out in a remote area out there in Highland, had to make sure she had power and she was okay. And she's my significantly older sister, as she likes to call herself. But, yeah, so, I mean, the people that I checked on in the areas that I checked on all seem to be okay. There's only about 4 or 5 people I check on. And even though my mom's been gone now for a year and a half, I still checked in the area 696 and 94 where my parents' house was and where she was at till she passed. And it's just, I guess old habits are hard to give up.
There you go. I was trying to turn off my little phone. Yeah, the... I was helping ARPSC out in the earlier afternoon when there wasn't anybody around, but then in the second go around when they finally did issue some watches and stuff like that, there were like 20 people there, and I had the grandkids, and the weather looked nice and everything else, so I hopped on the golf cart, and, you know, because New Baltimore is, this week is the fair week for New Baltimore. So I took the kids for ice cream, showed them around at the fair. I didn't give them any rides or anything else because that's a hassle. But, and then we drove a golf cart around and everything else like that. And it really didn't start raining here until late. And by the time it did start doing any kind of rain or any type of event, they had already called it. So I thought to myself, I didn't get it. But usually, you know, it's weird because what I've noticed about Macomb County is like, when they call it, okay, we get nothing. And when they don't call it, you know, i.e. like the possible tornado, you know, there's not a word about it. You know, I mean, and so it makes it kind of you know, why out there? What's different about our area? You know, is it Lake St. Clair? Is it where we're at? Is it the what do they call it? Where the winds are with the high up? You know, the prevailing winds. You know, all that other stuff. So I thought, okay, we ain't getting anything, and we didn't. So I spent 2 hours, 3 hours riding the kids around in town on the golf cart. They had a good time, and so did I.
Yeah, in my years of being in Macomb County, I've learned one thing over the course of time is sometimes these weather people over-predict. So when it doesn't happen, you know, they just were cautious, and then like you say here over in Macomb County, it's like the opposite way around. You know, they underguess, and then that's when the major catastrophes hit. I know some of those trailer parks on M59 there, Romeo Plank and what's the other road? It's not Garfield or Hayes, but there's another road out there, Heidenreich. Yeah, Heidenreich, that area. That area, I remember always used to get bombarded in bad weather. I've gone out there to, you know, help clean up and stuff like that in my younger days. But, yeah, you just don't know. You just don't know. And all you can do is watch the weather patterns and, you know, that's about it. So, okie dokie. Well, I thought I'd acknowledge your call and let you know at least somebody's out here. And I'll let you get your day started. And I'm debating about whether or not I want to walk up to the restaurant and get breakfast or not. So, I don't know. We'll see. Talk to you later. W8RCY.
Yeah, I've got to go down to the airport today for work. I've got a big project down there that we're doing, so we got to go do that. Get through some security clearances, things of that nature. Very profitable job, but it's very time-consuming as well, so I got to do that today. So, yeah, I was going to tell you something else about the weather patterns around here. Back in 2022, right after they backed off all the COVID stuff, I have a generator put in the house. Automatic standby, Generac, fancy power switch, automatic transfer switch, everything else like that. Before that, the power was always out. Every time the wind blew or anything else, or thunderstorm or lightning, the power was whopped out. Okay, so I figured, okay, I had it now. You know, I always had 10 gallons of gasoline floating around, one of those little generators that would just made so much noise you couldn't stand it, the whole ball of wax. So I had a nice bonus check 1 year, and I figured, okay, I'm going to do this for the house. Did it for the house, and you know that thing is actually, since that's been put in 2022, it's got a grand total of 12 running hours, loaded running hours, where it's actually been needed. It runs like 10, 15 minutes each week just to exercise it, so it's got a fair amount of hours doing that. But actually, where the power is actually shut off, the clock shows 12 hours. Amazing. So I guess if you don't want a power outage, put a standby generator in your house, and that'll take care of it because it'll never run. You know, it's kind of like I'm waiting for the day that it happens, and it just never does. So I'll talk to you later. 8RCY.
I'll close by saying that's not the first time I've heard that story from people who made that investment into those generators and a whole house generator. So yours is another one added to the list. All right. Hey, take care. If you're on the road, be safe. W8RCY. Good morning, W8RCY.
Well, I'd argue the good part of it, because I took a tumble walking out the back door, but good morning, Donald. Kathy, CWF.
Is that when you may have accidentally keyed up on the Troy repeater by chance? Because I looked at my radio and the indicator showed that the Troy side lit up and not the 2.6.
Well, that could have been possibly the time it did that, because it took a little ride. I had my hands full with a coffee cup in one hand and the radio in the other hand, and I just kind of jettisoned them both because I needed to get my hands out to break my fall.
Okay. Well, because I kind of responded to where the little indicator was blinking, and it was blinking on the Troy side and on this dual bander, and I said, did somebody accidentally key up on the wrong side? And then you explained that you took a little tumble there, and that explains everything. Other than that, you guys all right over there? You're dry, no flooding or anything?
Well, I don't have to drain the pool down just yet. If we get a little bit more rain today, I might have to. The house is dry, and I'm off of work today because it's Juneteenth, and everything else is just hunky-dory.
Yeah, even the morning brew on the East Coast Reflector is not operational this morning because of the holiday.
You know, they said something yesterday, but I still tuned in this morning and thought, well, what the heck? Oh, that's right, it's a holiday.
Yeah, last night I was thinking about going out for breakfast and stuff like that, but no, I just don't have the energy, and my trip to New York is, I can't get a hold of anybody out there, so I don't know if the track's flooded or not, but I mean, so far, I guess no news is good news, and I fly out. I got to be at the airport at 9 tonight, and we're going to have rain. There's 70% chance of rain today, and 30 and 30 for Friday and Saturday, so any rain that comes in, no matter how much, is just going to, it just doesn't drain off well in one portion of the track, so wait and see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there are days I don't like that wait-and-see type of thing, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I was wondering if I was going to go out to breakfast. I'm going to meet Mama at the tire store because she's got a tire that's leaking and she's going to drop her car off. I suggested breakfast as I take her back to work, but I still haven't got an answer.
Yeah, I remember those days, but yeah, who knows. But anyway, all right, well, I just thought I'd say good morning because I heard you out there and whatever frequency you're on, and I don't know, but yeah, this holiday thing, I have a lot of respect for it, but it's just, man, it's like getting to be, everything is shutting down now. Even Target is closed today because of it, so. If department stores are closing, I can imagine what else is closing. So, all right, well, have a good day. Good luck with the tire, and watch those first steps as you move around throughout the day. We'll be listening. W8RCY.
All right, Donald, I hope you get good news on your trip and everything goes well for you. We will talk at you later. 73.
W8FU.
You make number 3 today on the list. Wally and Brian are ahead of you as people who have come to life. W8RCY, good morning. Well, it's Juneteenth, so doesn't everybody have it off? Brian has it off. I think Wally has to go down to the airport today, some business stuff. But, a lot of people. I'm finding more and more every time this holiday comes around, you know, more and more people have it off and businesses are closing. And a lot of things are going on with this thing. I respect what it's about, but it's like every time you turn around, you know, they're saying, I guess Target's closed today. Just a surprise. You know, I mean, I've never heard that before.
Why couldn't they make it Friday?
Was there a double there, or was it just some kind of static?
No double I heard.
Okay, well, I guess I'm hearing things in my old age. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so really not much going on here. I know we're supposed to have some kind of house meeting about some subject, probably scams and stuff like that, protect yourself kind of a thing. And then I'm scheduled to fly out. I got to be at the airport at 8 o'clock tonight for, I think it's a 10 o'clock fly out. And I'll be gone this weekend. That's if the place hasn't flooded out yet.
Well, there you go. I'm looking at my trash out front. I'm the only one that's got my trash out, and I'm thinking, why is my trash not look like it's been picked up? And then I realized I put it out a day early. Good grief.
It happens to all of us sometime or another. I remember, you know, my ex-wife or something like that would put it out. I go, wait, what did you take the garbage out for? It's not coming until tomorrow. Today's like Thursday, you know. And I was like, no, you know, you got to understand it was a holiday earlier this week or something. And she goes, oh, yeah, duh. Oh, well. So, but it happens. It shows that you're human.
Whatever. I don't give it that much thought. Just something I did. Then somebody's cutting their grass across the street, soaking wet. Looks like a commercial company. Oh, well. All right, I got to get up and get moving. I'm going to go get myself a cappuccino, because that's important on Juneteenth. Maybe some avocado toast. And then I can watch cat videos. I don't know.
All right, well, enjoy your day and day off and such, and I'll just be lounging, attend this house meeting this afternoon, grab a nap, and then fly on out of here. We'll be home till probably early Monday morning, so, all right, take care, make the best of it, W8RCY.
He is on late. I don't know if he's here or not. Just letting you know.
Yeah, I pulled them all down last night for the Micon net. I never remembered to put it back in line. Okay, it's back up. W8. Roger, roger.
WDA, KLL. WGA, KLL. KFA, VIC.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
W3LNS, NO8RF.
Hey, NO8RF, this is W3LNS.
How are you this fine rainy day?
It's raining. I'm still in my PJs. I haven't woken up just yet.
Yeah, I'm up and active and I'm sick. I have bronchitis. Went to urgent care 2 days ago, so still on the mend from that. I've got, I think about another 8 days of antibiotics. I just couldn't tell you what the second, it was, I can't even remember what the antibiotic is anymore. But that and the cough suppressant, which really is not doing anything, and then the steroids, but... Yeah, the car was ready yesterday, but it was so late in the afternoon, I said, we're not coming down. We'll come down about 11 or 12 today to come pick it up.
Well, I don't think it would have been a good day to pick it up yesterday. When I was driving, I couldn't even see 2 feet in front of me because of the rain.
Yeah, well, Keith was down here, WA3KNS. No, that's not what it's called. W3, I can't even remember it now. Slipped my mind, but he was down here and he said it was pouring. So, it was a good thing we stayed home.
Yeah, I was out with my daughter. After taking her for a colonoscopy, she wanted to go to lunch later that afternoon. So we went to Art and Jake's. And they were saying, like, take cover. Their internet went down, so we had no clue. But it was at the time a tornado touchdown in Fraser.
Well, we got the notification through Winds. I don't know if you're on the Wind system or not, but, we didn't get anything up our way.
Yeah, I know. I was texting John and asked him if he had seen anything through Skywarn, and he said no, nothing was reported yet, so we just finished our lunch and then went home.
Hey,
Yeah, we're toying with the idea of going to Panera's today, but we went 2 days ago and I still have my sandwich left. We get two for so the soup and half a sandwich, but I wasn't feeling that great. I just had chicken noodle soup, you know, it heals everything, and then brought the sandwich home. And then we had pizza left over from Jet, so that lasted us, three meals. So I guess we'll have the sandwich when we get back home.
You need to change your diet and get some vitamin C in there, buddy.
Well, I've got the emergency gummies, and then I've got the D with the K2 in it as well.
Haven't I taught you anything?
Yeah, you told me to get the vitamin D with K2.
I need some quercetin with bromelain.
Well, you're going to have to send that in an email.
Works great on asthma, bronchitis, respiratory shit.
Well, you can send it to me in Messenger, and then I'll see if I have it in my collection of stuff.
The only time you can't take it is if you're allergic to pineapple because of the bromelain.
One of the meds, I can't remember that I'm taking, said you can't take it with grapefruit, but I can't remember what med it was.
Yeah, it just probably lowers the effectiveness.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to relaxing then, and traffic's moving awful slow. We're going 55 over here by Marine City, so I don't know what's going on.
Sunday driving on a Thursday.
Well, no, a lot of traffic, and I can't even see where Jean is, so she must have her foot in it.
Well, tell her I said hello. You guys have a great day and feel better.
Okay, well, you rest up and enjoy the, be lazy today since it's overcast. And we'll catch you another time. W3LNS NO8RF Mobile Clear.
NO8RF, this is W3LNS. See you later.
Of course I found my syrup in the last place I'd ever looked.
Your stirrups, what?
Do you remember the quest for boysenberry syrup? It wasn't boysenberry specifically. It was anything that wasn't either corn or maple-based, you know, that particular type of syrup. Remember my quest?
Wait a minute, you said syrup. I thought you said stirrup.
Now I'm talking about my kinks.
I wasn't going to see each of you, but I'm like, what do you need your stirrup for at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Oh, and you're off today.
Yeah, the surplus out gynecologist observation table, I've already got that. That's fine.
Wow.
No, the irony is it's Value Center. And if you I don't know if you recall, but the other day I was right there eating, having a cappuccino at the very place that I was just having a cappuccino with Brian. And then I said, I'm going to go to Value Center. And then I said, you know, let me go wander over there and look. Sure enough, they got blueberry syrup. They got strawberry syrup, which would be right in our wheelhouse. I'm like, wonderful. The one place I didn't go. I passed everybody and said, I'm going to go to Hollywood. It was right there. Right there.
And
now the only thing on my list is
something besides
Coke
maple.
And glass bottles.
Sorry.
And if it's not maple, it's syrup. The only syrups can be maple. You can't, you know, no. Sorry. You found your boysenberry cheese.
Yeah, we ordered some boysenberry, what they call syrup, and it is very runny. It's very liquidy. So it lacks the oomph to really call it a syrup. I don't know about this strawberry stuff I just found. We'll see. I didn't really shake it around. I just grabbed it and said, ooh, that'll work. So anyhow, so the only thing left on my list that they didn't have was I've been requested to get Coke in glass bottles, classic Coke bottles. And that should go good with the stirrups, Mr. Arbuckle.
Wow.
Alright. Just sitting here getting new laptops set up. We hired two new reporters and a new graphics person. I'm doing the laptops and then I'm going to do the desktop for the designer. Whee! And I only have an hour and a half left until I hit my 40. Which means I need to do this, get this done, and deliver to the two offices in an hour. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, you better get working, Pilgrim. Oh, by the way, last night, my only confusion was I did not realize that there was a connection to Fenton out of the D. So that explains it. Sure, I just, I was routing down there and then making my way back. I'm thinking, you know, Phil was over the internet, and his internet was fine, so he was connected up to the hub. And mine was routing down through the D. So I'm like, okay, that's the part I didn't get.
Oh, yeah. You can go out the D, out Sterling. So those would be the two paths you would take from there. My thought, what I kept saying was, well, Warren 1 was losing its microwave in the rain, and probably by the time that cleared up, you know, the rain had moved towards Mount Clemens, which was taking off the 60, you know, making rain fade happen there.
Yeah, I was fairly sure, you know, that's what that was, because, you know, all the machines were still online, so it wasn't a power issue. And Paul's been working on that, by the way. He's working on putting together a DC plant to try to keep the bare minimum there running. We're not as concerned about the UMP as we once were until we get the generator resolved, because we've got TJ's back online, and he just hammers the area. So for Micon, TJ's machine, although we want to try to keep that one up and running, but the big ones we got to keep up and running is the 7.2 and the MI6 network. So we can get the MI6 and the ARPSC repeater up. You know, we've got the very most important stuff. But he's got a pretty good bank of batteries there. We should be able to run a few things for a long time. So, like I say, we got to, you know, I'm going to have to get with facilities and find out what in the hell is going on with the generators, because we got two big, beautiful, like, you know, 100K generators, and they're, like, only a few years old, but they've given up on them, and I'm like, this just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I could say it. You want me to say it? What do you expect from the government?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have their excuse, but it just scratched my head, you know. If I had anything up there, you know, TJ is the single most important thing up there, you know, clearly, from an RF perspective, and his are just receivers, you know, so I'm not, you know, it's not the end of the world, so it's not super hypercritical. I can use it, you know, as my argument, but the rest of it is like, yeah, why do we need this? But it doesn't matter. I've tried to appeal to them, and they just don't care. They said it's going to be on the agenda for next year. But that means which is crazy, you know, that we're going to go through a whole other storm season here without reliable backup. I don't know. He said there was some sort of a plan in place for something or other. I don't know. Just, I get very frustrated dealing with this particular person. So anyhow, And I mean, you know, I don't know how old they are. You remember when we did the whole rooftop project? That's how old they are.
Quick question.
I am going to guess that somebody said something like question, but I couldn't quite make it out.
Yes, sir, I have a quick question for you, if you don't mind, KWOJ.
Well, I don't know if I mind. Well, no, I never mind a question. I may mind the answer.
Okay, well, you don't have to answer if you don't want. I hear you guys also on a 2.175, and I was curious what that was and where it was, and I can't find it anywhere, so my little brain is confused.
Now that is the 442.175 KC8LTS machine in downtown Detroit, which has been a mainstay in this area for a very long time, and it's normally networked here. But for reasons, including Nunya, it's been off the air for a while. So Monday, those reasons were no more, and it got back up and running. And so now it is back on the network. KC8LTS 442.175, part of the MI1 network.
Thank you very much. It explains it perfectly, and my brain is a little unscrambled now. I had it, I've had it programmed in here as that KC8LTS, but I couldn't find it on repeater book. Wasn't sure where I came up with that. So, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sorry to interrupt. KC8WOJ.
Yeah, just one thing. The thing about repeater book is it's only as good as the jokers entering the stuff in. Sometimes it's actually the repeater, the responsible parties for the repeaters keying stuff in. More often than not, it's just some, you know, joker that thinks they know what's going on entering in. Oh, I heard a repeater here. So repeater book is, you know, and if nobody bothered to put that one in there, then it's just, you know, that's all that is, so. I mean, honestly, I don't know that there's really anywhere you can really count on. My ARC would probably be the closest thing, but even that can be of question at times.
Repeater book is trash. Don't bother with it. It's never proper. And then they want to charge for their data. They keep spamming me to sign up, and I'm like, no. No.
That's what I mean by it's only as good as the data. You know, if the repeater trustee, like on my repeaters, I try to, you know, with a free account because I'm not paying them, I try to keep my stuff as up to date as possible as a service to people that would be looking there. But, you know, I noticed one of my repeaters was already entered in by somebody, you know, a non-responsible party. And, I mean, they didn't have anything wrong, but they didn't have a lot of the information. But it was in there. It was an entry for it. So, you know, like I said, you know, if the trust, it's like mygmrs.com, you probably don't even play with GMRS, but on that there, that's total garbage. You know, it's just whatever, whoever puts in there, you know. Now, I've taken on the role for some of the repeaters around here, much to my regret, but anyhow, you know, they're all kind of just, you know, whatever. You know, can you trust them? I don't know. But yeah, you know, I'll ask TJ if he wants it to be in there, and I'll make an entry for him.
It's already listed there.
Oh, look at that. I guess you just missed it there. You'll have to go search again. KC8LTS 442.175. All right, I've got groceries, some of which are frozen. I would like them to remain that way, so I'm going to cut it here and go deal with my groceries, including my strawberry syrup. W8FU.
Yeah, I've got the repeater book on the phone app, but apparently the database doesn't get updated too often. But now that you mentioned the MI-ARC there, it seems like 2 years ago when I got the license there, I was using that at first, so maybe that's where that came from. I appreciate it. You guys are always full of information. Have a great day, KAWOJ.
Yes, sir. If you want to find people that are full of it, you've come to the right spot. W8FU.
Yeah, I agree, W8VIJ. Or I should say I concur, Senator. So I should be wearing waders when I come here?
And bring the fishing pole, too.
Well, the car is always loaded with this, but there must be 10 of them in there now.
I was waiting for Sean to come back. He must have dropped out. Are you okay, Sean?
He literally said he has groceries freezing that he needs to take into the house. He'd be back maybe.
Understood. I do have to do that every week.
And groceries that he had a hard time finding, so got to take special care of those.
Yeah, when I go to Kroger's and I don't see an item that I'm looking for, it's not out of stock, it's just missing.
Yeah, I've got one right down the street, and I gave up on them after, I don't know, 20 years or something.
W18VIJ, I'm not sure, I don't remember your name, but I've talked to you before. I think you're in West Bloomfield, right?
Yes, sir. Name's Rick. I kind of wander by your place there every once. Every time I go to the Pontiac Lake Range there, I wander within very close to your place there.
Well, Rick, if you're in the area, drive by. If you see anybody home, especially me, knock on the door. I don't know if you drink coffee. Get you a coffee or something.
Well, thanks. I'll keep that in mind, but usually when I'm headed to the range, I'm in quite a bit of a hurry. Anxiety, you know what I mean? Got to get out there and try out some new loads, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understood. I haven't been to the range in, gosh, I can't remember. I've been dragging my feet. It's just like, it's not that I don't have anything to do. I've got stuff to do, and when I want to go out there, it's you know, always the end of the day and such. I'm going to go over to that Waterford range, and I think I'm going to join that. Seems like it's reasonable, and maybe use that. But I also go to that. I haven't been to the one in Pontiac State Park there because I have a sticker on my car, so I can get in there.
Yeah, that's the one I usually go to. The state range there, just northwest of slightly of the airport. And it's a nice place. I like it. It's a lot of, they're real safety-minded. They usually have at least two range officers keeping an eye on everything. And it's a pretty decent place there. It used to be you could pay by the day for parking. You know, it cost you like $4 to shoot at the range all day, but it used to cost you $6 for the day to park. Now they get away with that, and they force everybody to have a $20 sticker, but... If you go more to a state park more than a few times, it's more than worth it.
Oh, yeah, and that's the first thing. Funny you should say that, but the first thing that came to my mind when I did use that range is the safety. I was impressed with them, and they're really polite, too, So it was very easy to hear and listen to, and that's what I do. I follow their instructions, but... Yeah, what were you saying there? Oh, the sticker that I have is part of my license. I already paid for that, so I can go to every state park and get in. That's all. I'm covered over.
Yeah, I remember last time I renewed my license there, that was an option also. Also at the Pontiac Lake there, as you're driving in, you'll see you'll come to a little turn there, and there's a little DNR office right there. You can also stop right there and buy one there. Or just continue right on back to the range there. But yeah, those guys, they're great guys there, and I'm kind of handicapped. They didn't help me out. I don't know if I'd be able to go there anymore. They see me pull up kind of thing, and half the time they'll help me unload the car. They definitely help me reload the car, because usually by the time I get done shooting, I'm kind of whipped. But a lot of times they'll go, because it takes me so long to get down range and put up targets and comes back, that they'll go put up the targets for me.
believe ACIQ. Well, that's very accommodating. That's a plus. And I don't know if you ever Google that. I don't know if they're on that. But I would give them a 5-star rating and let other people know if they don't already know. But, I like that. I like it. And I should probably go there. I'm going to have to set some time there to go there. I got to investigate that Waterford club or whatever it is. I don't know if it's a club or what. That'll give me an option to go to an outdoor range. There is a range up here on Dixie, but it's indoor. And I think they'll let me shoot a shotgun in there, but I don't particularly want to do that indoors, man. That's just I have hearing protection, but I like to reserve that for the outside. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I used to stop at Burger King there in the morning before they open, and the range open, that is, and get a bag full of sausage biscuits and stuff, and take it out there to them. And a couple of times they have a barbecue over by the shop, the garage there, where they keep a lot of their stuff. And a lot of times you take burgers and hot dogs out there and have a little grilling party while they're working, kind of thing. And one will come over and eat while the other one keeps an eye on the firing line, and the other one will switch. It's kind of nice. Kind of paybacks for their courtesy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Rick. That's a great thing to do. And I got to get out of here. I got to make some. A bit of a snack or light lunch here. I just got back myself, so. And it looks like the HF band is not doing great as usual, but I'll see what I can find. See if I can drum up some CW. Just hasn't been the greatest, and I'm really disappointed. I haven't seen but one time 6 meters opened up, and I got one contact so far, one. I didn't get on the band early enough to grab some more because I did run across somebody who spoke to, I think, a few people. I did grab one down in Texas, but I've been watching it closely. It opens up, but it's not open like it normally is, so I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be one of those years, but got to take what we can get. I'll say 7-3, Rick. Excuse me, good hearing from you. W8VIJ, Waterford.
Comment.
Yeah, okay, I think it's Joe, and Rick, take me up on my offer. Drive by if you see me. And sometimes I'm outside. It's not like I'm sitting around here collecting dust, you know. I'm here most of the time. If you're in the area, just driving around, stop by. It'd be nice to chat with you. Go ahead, Joe.
Outdoor or indoors?
You both doubled. W-A-T-I-J.
Going to make a problem. Brief comment.
Joe, go ahead. We've been waiting for you, but somebody doubled with you.
All right,
I get it. Somebody's following you around, stepping on you again. Greg, thanks for the cue, so I appreciate it. 7-3s, have a good one, and maybe I will stop by there on my way one of these days. Joe, yeah, I don't know what to tell you if they're following you around again today. Maybe just call me, I guess. 88WOJ, I'll be clear.
Yeah, hey, Rick, just remember, bashful ones get cheated. Bashful ones get cheated, so don't be bashful. It'd be neat to meet you. You're so close to me. And Joe, see if you can release that comment one more time, and then I got to get going.
Yeah, my comment was that.
Somebody is clearly trying to interfere with your transmission. So, I wish we could find out who it is, and go from there. I'll talk to you later, Joe. Save that comment, okay? Write it down, because the next time I want to hear about it, I'll run into you some other time. This is WATIJ.
Hey, be it what?
K8FPR monitoring.
Okay, I need to hear some audio from somebody on the 442.6 repeater.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. KFE, DWF.
All right, I just noticed it's been a little muffled, and I noticed pre-emphasis was off. I don't know why, so I think it sounds better now. Keep my eye on it. Anybody on the network, and anything, any repeater but the 442.6?
Sounds fine to me.
All right. Well, we're listening to the transmit of the 442.6, so you sound good here. That's what counts. And, all right, very good. Should be no changes on the receive to the network. Just enabled pre-emphasis on the transmitter. Should be a little brighter for people listening to the 442.6. Thank you all.
Well, the 2.6 or 4.6 did the same thing. I'm not sure why either.
And if you're at .6, you got it going on.
I know, right? All right, I'm going to grab a couple of laptops, these bags, and these put the laptop in laptop bags that I have in a stack in the closet here, and I'm going to get on the road.
Okay, have fun. W8FU.
Hey, B1.
WD8KLL. AWOJ was doing a little demo for somebody interested in ham radio. Anybody out there? KF8DFB, thank you very much for the comeback. Appreciate it. Trying to show my little nephew's interested.
Yes, I'm new myself. Just got the license about a month ago and experimenting myself. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. He's got a big grin in his face. Ear to ear smile.
You're welcome. KF8EFV 73. Clear.
73 KF8EFV. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. KE8WOJ.
Hola. Sorry, try that again. KB at RVP.
I said hola.
Program the radio for John W8JC.
as you go. I just switched over to the other receiver, so it sounds like I'm in Davis in here.
Took me a little while to figure this radio out. It's an IC820H dual band all mode transceiver. So I got to switch my antenna from the 2 meter port on the back to the 440. It's got an end connector.
Because that's not confusing.
He just didn't know how to put the tones in it, so he dropped it off. I'm programming all the local repeaters, putting the tones in so he can actually get into the repeaters. He could program them, but he didn't know how to get the tone to work, so I'm doing it for him. Ran into him at a craft show, and then he gave me his card, and I gave him a call to drop it off. He actually gave me a couple radios. One of them needs the VFO replaced on an HF radio. I might take a crack at that, too.
Yeah, he called me, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago about that. I'm like, John, I was like, I am years out on my work right now. I have stuff on the bench that is years old that I have to get done first.
Yeah, he's got a 2 meter radio dual band for the mobile. And he hooked it up to a power supply, and somehow the power supply was putting out 20 volts. Now all it does is squeal when you plug it in, so that one I think is a loss, but I haven't opened it up to look at it. I'm just doing this one, and the rest will have to wait.
Yeah, there you go. I guess don't forget to put the 3.8 in there and such, so. The 3.8, the 1.9, the 4.600, nope, I need to turn to it. You know, maybe on the 7.8, I guess. And there's Sean. Man, there's too many repeaters. Alright, I'm pulling up the phone. WSO. Oh, and my phone ringing.
Mike, I can copy you, but it's a little bit scratchy. WD8KLO.
Copy that. I'm not on my ideal setup, but so hopefully you can hear me okay. How's the did you get hooked up to the 20 and 40 meters?
Yeah, right now I'm just working off of just a little 20 meter ham stick. That's all I have up in the air, or in the ground actually, with some ground radios. But yeah, it was quite a few POTA people out there, Parks on the Air. I got, I don't know, 5 or 6 different contacts today.
Copy that. Like, how knowledgeable would you say that you are on HF rigs? Like, is it as straightforward as the dual band, except that how the general of multi-band?
Mike, you cut out there. You got a lot of static behind you there. All I heard is how knowledgeable, and that was it. You want to try flipping back to GMRS?
Sorry about that, Greg. I'm trying to remedy my antenna situation. Am I coming in a little bit more clear?
Yeah, that was a little bit better there in that transmission for sure.
Thank you. Would you say it's good enough to keep talking on this frequency?
I can, you know, it's quite staticky, actually. If you want to go to GMRS, we can talk over there.
All right, copy that. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be closing.
WD8KLL, clear.
W-A-T-I-J. How you doing this afternoon?
I heard you calling. I just wanted to say hello. The name is Greg, Golf Roman Echo Golf.
Hey, Greg, this is Anthony. Thanks for calling back out. I've just hopped in the car on my way to local establishment to have a beer and figured I'd call out. So, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking. I just got back from Bordine, so I had to pick up. I wanted to pick up a couple more perennials before they're gone. This is time to get them. So there was they weren't on sale, but they were worth it. I got what I wanted.
Well, anytime you can get what you want, it's worth it.
Yeah, very good. All right, listen, I'm going to get going here. I got something to take care of. And Anthony, nice to meet you. Again, the name is Greg Golf, Romeo Echo Golf. And enjoy your glass of beer, over.
All right, Greg, have a nice one. We'll catch up with you soon, I'm sure. K8RUH.
KF8CZB.
I heard someone calling, but you're not making it. KC8S is it, too.
How are you doing, Ray? W-A-T-I-J.
Hey, Greg. Just heading home.
Well, I hope you had a productive day. Over.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Drove out to Lansing this morning and then had some work to do at the store.
Very good. Well, sure, we got picked up some rain over here. Let's see, probably, I think it was about 1.8 inches over.
Yeah, yesterday we had a tornado a couple miles away from my work down there in Sireline. I was down there yesterday and the siren, they had the sirens going, and their sirens are different over there in Macomb County. They can actually send a voice message through there, so that was interesting. Kind of creepy.
Yeah, very good, Ray. So I wanted to say hello to you. I heard your voice there, and you're probably close to home, aren't you?
No, my route is a little bit slower from Flint to home with 75 being down to 2 lanes and 60 miles an hour. So I'm just going through Grand Blanc right now.
And yeah, what are they doing? A lot of repair on 75?
Yeah, last year they did the northbound side. Now they're doing the southbound side. It's completely gone. So we're driving both lanes on the northbound side.
Yeah, it's got to be, what, bumper to bumper there?
Nah, it flows pretty good, but you got these people that still want to go 80 miles an hour. I sent my crew to 65. faster than 60 miles an hour here.
Yeah, that's why there's accidents. Geez, I passed by an accident on, I think it was Williams Lake Road there over by the airport, and couldn't figure out really what happened, but everyone was off the side of the road. There was one car that was smashed in the front, but I couldn't tell what happened in the with any other vehicles.
Yeah, they're calling I-75 right now, southbound. It's always southbound for some reason. They're calling it the Bermuda Triangle, 75 and Dixie Highway area, because that same spot, there's been about 20 crashes so far this year.
Well, yeah, probably because people just will not slow down. They don't slow down for conditions, weather conditions, and they don't want to slow down for the other reasons, you know, because everything else is slower. And, you know, you got these people that just fly down there. I see that all the time. And I don't know. I just hope they don't kill somebody.
Yep, and you also have a cement wall on both sides, so you're kind of stuck. There's nowhere to even avoid it, even trying to get off the road to avoid something that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go. I see this all the time on other roads. But I did notice the sheriff, Oakland County Sheriff, has been out, especially on Walton Boulevard towards Telegraph there. There's people that are notoriously driving 10, 15 over and almost like road rage.
Yeah, last year there was three houses that got ran into. People are trying to go 60 around those curves over by my house. And a few years back, there's that daycare right at Clintonville Road. Somebody ran into the big, huge pine tree there and got killed.
Yeah, it's tragic. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen if they just slow down. But who knows? Maybe some of those people are under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs.
Don't know. Never know anymore. I just keep my head moving around, looking in my mirrors, and watch what's going on. And northbound's pretty backed up right now. I don't know what's going on with that. Seems like I have the opposite pattern. I'm going home and south, and everybody else is going home north. And then in the morning, it's the opposite.
Everyone wanted to move out to the country, and now it doesn't make any difference, does it?
Nope. Doesn't matter where you're at anymore. Casey, at us, let's see.
So what's new on GMRS?
Not much. I haven't really been on there. It's too similar to CB radio because a lot of the guys that are on there came from CB, but about half of them are moving on to ham radio, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, they're not using their full call signs or anything. They're using just their numbers, and it's a mess. They don't know how to properly identify or anything.
Yeah, I don't know who polices that, but they probably could use a few warnings and stuff like that from the FCC, maybe to straighten some of it out. I have no interest in that. I can see it where, you know, the application work, you know, it would be like some of those Jeep clubs and stuff like that to use that, but no, I'm not interested. Now, there's a guy down there in Detroit, K9DPD, had a nice repeater up there, a DMR repeater. And he took that down and put up a GMRS repeater. So I tried to look him up because I wonder if he was going to lose his allocation. He hadn't been on the air in a long time. So I looked up on the map. He's got it situated in Detroit somewhere, but it's got a range of 1 mile. 1 mile, and I think he put it up just so he wouldn't lose his allocation.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he did that. He had a really nice, like you said, really nice. I used to use the P25 and DMR on that repeater. But GMRS really wasn't designed for hobby use. The FCC doesn't really care much about GMRS or ham. They care about the bigger fish. But I mainly got it just for family, for like emergencies or camping or whatever, because the one license covers your whole family for 10 years. You just pretty much buy it. There's no testing or anything involved.
Couple of APIs, yeah, and it has good range. I think that's a practical use.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun. There's sand openings up there too, just like 2 meters. Once in a while there's guys from New York coming in and Ohio early in the morning, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, do you get a chance to talk to them?
Yeah, I think I talked to a guy in Ohio once before. He was coming through on, I think our Mount Clemens repeater was hitting, and that was linked to some other repeaters, so when you hit that one, it links to some other ones in the area.
I used to like the band openings. I would encounter on my way to work down in Livonia on 2 meters, and there'd be band openings across Lake Erie, and I would be talking to a number of people while it was open, and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I miss the days of public safety DX when they were down around 33 megahertz, 42 megahertz, things like that. Michigan State Police used to be on 42 before they went to their new system. I was about 13 years old when they were down there. I also miss TV DXing before TV went digital. You used to be able to, in the summertime, you used to be able to catch some faraway signals on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I enjoyed those too. So, all right, listen, Ray, I'm going to get going here. I got to tie the ribbons on a few things. So, good chatting with you. I have to remember that you're on your way back from work. I just don't think of it sometimes, but I was sitting here and listening to this frequency. I heard just where you call out. Good to hear you. And we'll talk again. W8VIJ.
All right. Yeah, I'm usually on this system, and now that West Bloomfield is repaired, I usually listen on that one, which is linked to this as well. So from the house, I can get that one good now. All right, catch you later. Casey, that's it.
Hey, it's good to hear traffic on the 2.175. Very good, guys. 7:30 from KD8SK.
Hi, Keith. WATIJ.
Yeah, VIJ, it's good to hear you too, but I'm just arriving at my 5 o'clock appointment, and I've got a short trip, and I thought, oh my goodness, traffic on 2.175, very nice. Anyway, I hope you're having a good one. 7:30 from KD8ZSK.
Yep, I sure am. Good to hear your voice out there. I'll let you go, W8VIJ.
Where's the 175 at?
I don't know, I have to look it up. I was wondering the same thing. It must be one of the links, Ray.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'm on the Holly site right now, and then when I get closer, I switch to West Bloomfield. All right, Casey, that's it, Casey.
What's up?
WAD.
Are you coming tonight, or do you have other plans?
I am not. I'm taking the kids to the fireworks thing in New Baltimore, the grandkids. I'm taking the golf cart for a ride. I'm going to watch the firecrackers.
Awesome blossom.
Yeah, I know. Who would do fireworks on a Thursday night? Oh, New Baltimore.
And when's the freaking hell fireworks? Aren't they coming up soon, too?
I don't know. I don't go to those, to be honest with you. I'm kind of a small town guy when it comes to that stuff. Just a second.
The real question is, who'd miss the ARPSC meeting to spend quality time with their grandkids?
A certain system owner-operator that I know would.
I think a certain grandpa needs to build a play structure for his grandkids.
And I take him to one of the four parks in town. They come over here, and I say, which one do you want to go to? And I take them there. So they kind of have a good FedEx trip. I wonder if they have something to do with me. Oh, yeah. So I thought I just saw some sort of weather alert here, but it disappeared. That's what I said just a minute. Hey, Sean, what's up? Grab you, Judy.
Just ran out to get some last thing on my grocery list. I couldn't get at the place I went to earlier, so ran up to the Kroger's right here at the corner, and they had what I was looking for.
Very good. I hope that worked out. Yeah, tell Dave I'm sorry. I should text him. Tom, go ahead.
How about you, Sean? Are you going to build a play structure for the grandkids?
Build a play structure? No, no, I don't think so. My son-in-law built them a treehouse to end all treehouses, so they kind of got that.
And my son put together an 8,000-piece, three-level or multi-level play structure with a slide, a rock climb on it, and a couple swings and everything. It's huge. But it took him like a week to build it. That's what he does. Matt, and he built the little trampoline. This is for his stepdaughter.
There you go. Sounds like a winner. That's a... That's always a good thing. So you're up there a ways, so I'm guessing you got a little elbow room.
In Memphis, I'm on a quarter acre. I got a fair-sized backyard, you know, but my camper's back there and the picnic table. This is at my son's house in Burton, and he built all this stuff for his stepdaughter, and he's doing a pool this week. So he's got all this stuff. If you ever need any carpentry work done, you let me know, because that's what he does.
Yeah, can he build me a 24x24 garage?
I'm pretty sure if you give him the materials, he'll do it. I can ask him.
I'm serious. I got to get something built soon. As a matter of fact, I'm way overdue to get it built. But, I'm just, you know, I keep thinking I'm going to go steel, but, you know, just the old school in me has a real hard time warming up to steel, you know, and I wouldn't mind getting one priced out in traditional, you know, 16-on-center lumber.
Let me talk to my buddy Brad. He just had a 2.5-car garage and a mother-in-law suite built on his house in Armada, concrete pad, everything. And can get his builder's info. 100% up the code. I'm talking about 100% professional. Looks like this portion of the house was built with the house kind of thing. And it's got a big, huge craft room above the garage. Beautiful. But I can find out for you if you like, and I'll text you the info.
Sure, that'll give me the motivation, maybe. But I've already got the slab, 24 by 24. There was a 24 by 24 there, so it's basically just replacing the one that was there. And I got to get it up rather than later, because I got a bunch of other stuff I got to do that's waiting on that, because right now the house is just overloaded with crap that should be out in my garage. So the basement is completely filled up with stuff that should be up, you know, out there, and stuff that should be down the basement's upstairs, and it's just getting to the point where I'm living around all this stuff. So I got to get that garage back on track. All right, cool. Let me know. I'm home with the goodies. W8FU.
Sounds good, sir.
Enjoy the middle.
Go take your kids to the fireworks. KCKJO73 to all for the evening.
Okay, I gotta go. She's trying to get in the driveway and I blocked her. Later, WABD.
We may have the quarmers down here, but man, you got the lids.
KE8LAR
Mobile.
QA, SLA, Lima, Alpha, X-ray, Mike.